Welcome to My Story Plus, the magical podcast where, every night, we dive into a world of enchantment and adventure. I'm your host, the Weaver of Dreams and Tales, here to guide you through forests of fantasy, over mountains of mystery, and across seas of sparkling stories. Whether we're flying with dragons, dancing with fairies, or solving puzzles with pirates, each story is a journey waiting just for you. So, snuggle up, close your eyes, and let your imagination soar. It's time for a story, and tonight's tale is just about to begin. Welcome, little dreamers, to My Story Plus. Benny, the Brave Bear. In a cozy bedroom, painted a soft shade of blue, lived a little boy named Jamie. Jamie was a kind and imaginative boy, but he had one tiny fear, the monster under his bed. Every night, as darkness filled the room, Jamie imagined a furry, fanged creature lurking beneath his mattress. Luckily, Jamie wasn't alone. He had a best friend, a cuddly teddy bear named Benny. Benny was no ordinary bear. He was Jamie's protector, always ready to face any danger, real or imagined. One night, as Jamie snuggled under his covers, he heard a creak from under the bed. His heart thumped like a drum. "Don't worry, Jamie," Benny whispered. "I'm here." With a shaky breath, Jamie peeked over the edge of the bed. He saw a dark shape moving in the shadows. It was the monster. Jamie squeezed Benny tight, his eyes wide with fear. Benny, though small, was full of courage. He climbed down from the bed and marched towards the monster. "Go away, monster," he squeaked bravely. "You can't scare Jamie anymore." The monster, surprised by Benny's boldness, let out a low growl. It extended a hairy paw from beneath the bed, its claws clicking on the wooden floor. Benny didn't back down. He stood tall, his fur bristling. "I won't let you hurt Jamie," he declared, his voice stronger now. The monster hesitated. It seemed unsure how to deal with this fearless teddy bear. It retreated under the bed, its growls fading into whimpers. Benny, victorious, climbed back onto the bed. Jamie hugged him tight, his eyes shining with gratitude. "You saved me, Benny," he whispered. Benny smiled. "That's what friends are for," he said. As the night went on, Jamie felt safe and secure in Benny's embrace. The monster didn't dare show itself again. The next morning, Jamie woke up with a smile. He knew he could face any fear as long as Benny was by his side. He hugged Benny tight, whispering, "Thank you for being so brave, Benny." From that day on, Jamie and Benny continued to face their fears together. They knew that bravery didn't always mean being big and strong. Sometimes, it came in the smallest packages, like a cuddly teddy bear with a brave heart. As the years passed, Jamie grew taller, and Benny's fur became a little worn. But their friendship never wavered. Benny remained Jamie's confidant and protector, always ready to chase away any monsters, real or imaginary. One day, Jamie was playing in the backyard when he stumbled upon a spider web. He let out a startled cry, feeling the sticky strands on his face. Benny, who was sitting nearby, saw Jamie's distress. He jumped up and ran towards the spider web. He grabbed a nearby leaf and gently brushed the spider web away from Jamie's face. "There you go, Jamie," Benny said. "All gone." Jamie smiled gratefully. "Thank you, Benny," he said. "You're always there for me." Benny returned the smile. "That's what friends are for," he said. As the sun began to set, Jamie and Benny walked back towards the house, hand in paw. They knew that together, they could face any challenge that came their way. Later that evening, as Jamie was getting ready for bed, he heard a strange noise coming from the closet. He froze, his heart pounding in his chest. Benny, sensing Jamie's fear, climbed onto the bed and whispered, "Don't worry, Jamie. I'm here. With a trembling hand, Jamie slowly opened the closet door. He saw a dark shape moving in the shadows. It was a moth. Jamie let out a sigh of relief. It's just a moth, he said. Then he nodded. But even moths can be scary sometimes, he said. That's why I'm here. Jamie smiled and hugged Benny tight. He knew that with Benny by his side, he had nothing to fear. As the night went on, Jamie and Benny snuggled together under the covers, listening to the gentle sounds of the night. The wind whispered through the trees, and the crickets chirped in the distance. Jamie felt safe and secure in Benny's embrace. He knew that no matter what challenges he faced, Benny would always be there to help him through them. The next morning, Jamie woke up feeling refreshed and ready for a new day. He stretched his arms and yawned, then turned to look at Benny, who was still sleeping soundly beside him. Jamie gently shook Benny awake. Wake up, sleepyhead, he said with a smile. Benny yawned and stretched. Good morning, Jamie, he said. What are we going to do today? Jamie thought for a moment. I know, he said. Let's go on an adventure. Benny's eyes sparkled with excitement. That sounds like fun, he said. So Jamie and Benny set off on an adventure together. They explored the backyard, climbed trees, and built a fort out of blankets and pillows. They laughed and played together, their imaginations running wild. As the sun began to set, Jamie and Benny sat down on a grassy hill, watching the sky turn a fiery orange. They talked about their day, their dreams, and their hopes for the future. What do you want to be when you grow up? Jamie asked Benny. Benny thought for a moment. I want to be a superhero, he said. I want to help people and make the world a better place. Jamie smiled. I think you're already a superhero, he said. You're my superhero, Benny. Benny's heart swelled with pride. He knew that he had a special bond with Jamie, a bond that would last a lifetime. As the stars began to twinkle in the night sky, Jamie and Benny snuggled together under the covers, ready for another night of peaceful sleep. They knew that they would always be there for each other, no matter what challenges they faced. In the cozy bedroom, painted a soft shade of blue, Benny the brave bear and Jamie the boy continued their adventures, facing their fears together and always finding comfort in each other's embrace. And like the last whisper of the wind, our story tonight comes to a close. Dreamers of My Story Plus, remember, in the world of imagination, adventures never truly end. Keep dreaming, keep believing, and I'll be here, waiting with a new tale to explore. Until then, good night and sweet dreams. See you in the next adventure. Thank you.